the first number that pops out is that if you're not familiar with if you're not familiar with asset value categories in Oneida County, there's four or five asset values. One is general residential, you know, and then the other ones are agriculture and forestry and mercantile manufacturing. But by far, general residential is the largest asset value of the county. So you just add that up, that number for the county, it's about $5.7 billion. That's the asset value of general residential properties in Oneida County. That's improved and unimproved. So then I looked at the residential properties on waterfront, and they added up to $4.3 billion. So what that means is that 76% of the residential property value in Oneida County are waterfront properties. So that's a huge number. I mean, that's suddenly you get somebody's attention when you say 76% of all the properties in residential properties in the county are on waterfront. So that's why, you know, that's the number one reason we should be paying attention to the quality of our lakes and rivers, because they, to a certain degree, really control the value of those waterfront properties. And of course, asset value relates directly to tax revenues. I mean, annual tax revenues from those property, from all our residential properties, is about $38 million from the waterfront properties. So that's, then we looked at the impact of poor water quality for those. And I don't want to go through the whole report here, but we were able to draw on some reports that were done at the University of Wisconsin and other areas to say, if your waterfront properties decline, what's the impact? And or if your water quality declines, what's the impact? And we were able to come up with a potential loss for Oneida County of about $2 billion over the next, spread over the next 8 to 10 years, if those waterfront properties, if the water quality declined. And that data is available in, numerous reports that I'm glad to go through with anybody, but it's probably not something we need to get into here. So the next piece we looked at were seasonal residents. And a lot of people have said, why do you care about seasonal residents? Well, 74% of the waterfront property owners did not take the lottery credit. That's 10,000 people. So what that tells you is that it's a pretty easy to calculate number, is that 74% of our waterfront properties are owned by non-residents. And even more interesting, if you look at the value of those properties, 90% of the total asset value of our waterfront properties are owned by non-residents. So, that's an interesting number, but the next thing you say is, well, who cares? And why is that? And I think probably a lot of our towns, a lot of people within the town governments and stuff have said, who cares, for a long time. I feel like a lot of non-resident waterfront owners have worked hard to maintain the quality of their lake or the river they live on, but they've got little or no support from people who should be supporting them. And so that non-resident number is important for a number of reasons. They don't get to vote, and they're pretty mobile people. If they decide to, they're too busy at work, maybe they're gonna sell their cabin, or they're too busy at work, they just don't come up here as much. And those non-residents put money into our economy at the rate of $76 per day per homeowner, and that's from another study that was done on broadband. So if those 10,000 owners decided to not spend one less day in Oneida County, that's about $600,000 to the local economy. So it's important that we do everything we can to maintain not only a relationship with those waterfront owners, but also we have to maintain the value of the lakes and rivers, and we have to help them. The impact of poor water quality on seasonal spending is also documented from a couple studies. The impact of that, in our conclusion, is about $4 million a year lost to the to the economy.